David had contacted us from Eglinton in the Northwest. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. And obviously you've been through the mill with the recent flooding.
That's an understatement. Yeah. But yes, we have.
What destruction did it cause in your life, David?
Right. Well, my wife and I have a two-story house in Eglinton. We have lost everything on the bottom floor. Now, believe it or not, it was only 3 inches high where we lived, but everything the water touched had to be disposed of. It was in that water, there was sewage water, rain water, and there had been oil tanks upturned, so we had oil through it as well.
My goodness.
The water soaked.
So that's everything wrecked inside your house then, right?
This is downstairs. Everything wrecked. Kitchen units, everything. Even 6-foot cabinets where the water sucked into the wood at the bottom. Everything into the skip. I don't know what we've lost, quite truthfully. Yes, the assessors came, they noted this, they noted that, and they did a great job. But, I mean, you go and look for a screwdriver, oh, it used to be there, where is it now? I'm laughing because I can't do anything else.
Yeah, because our home, well, certainly for me, my home is my safe place. My home is...
Your home's your castle.
Yeah, and it psychologically keeps you safe as well, doesn't it?
That's right. It's your safe place.
And so when it's invaded in some way, I've spoken to people who have had their houses broken into or indeed destroyed through any type of natural disaster.
That's a big
psychological burden.
It is. There's no doubt about it. But the way I look at it is I don't look at it as a disaster. A disaster would be if my wife or my dog were killed. This is an extreme inconvenience. That's the way I look at it. I'll tell you what happened. After the flood, the flood was on the 23rd of August. Then, as I settled down, I was able to rent a property about 9 miles away. Insurance were very good. They're paying for that. And I thought, what about the utility bills? So I rang the rates office, and they were very good. They said, look, David, it'll take 3 months to sort it out, but we've got you on the list. We'll come back to you. I rang Sky, which you pay them so much a month. Mr. Canning, we'd be pleased to take your dish out and your equipment and move it to the house you're in. Screw it together. When you move back, I mean, we could be out of the house 6 to 9 months. We'll replace it on your house. How much will that cost? Mr. Canning, we're pleased to do it for free for you. But people are so good. I was delighted. So then I thought, right, I'll give BT a call. So I rang BT and I said, look, can I pause my telephone? No point paying, £50 a month or whatever it is for my phone bill. Because I've got my broadband on my phone on BT. I says, can I keep my number? Can you pause my account and then reconnect me in whatever, 6-9 months? Well, one, Mr. Canning. Oh, the first gentleman was very polite, very nice. He says, yes, Mr. Canning, it's unusual, but I believe we can do that. But I can't do it. We'll have to transfer you somewhere else.
Oh, one of those ones.
Yeah, I got 3 different departments. Mm. And eventually, I was a lady who said, Mr. Canning, we can't hold your number. We can't do that. We can't.
You see, all these companies, do you know what does my head in? They have long conversations with you. And then at the end of it, they say, sorry, I have to pass you to somebody else. It would be slightly better if at the start of it, they said, it would still be irritating. But at the start of it, sorry, I have to pass you somewhere else, but it's at the end of it. In fact, it drives me... There's one particular financial institution I've done business with who they go through all the security checks. Now, this is like some type of torture.
Yeah,
they go through all the security checks with you, and then they say, I'm pleased to say you've passed the security checks. Now we need you to pass you on to a different department. And you go to the different department, and they start again.
But we've been through enough hassle as it is without all this. So anyway, I'll tell you about BT, which is the good phone bit. She couldn't hold my number, couldn't pause the account, said, right, we'll have to cancel your phone altogether and restart you in 6 or 9 months. And I said, okay. Well, just for £10 a month, we can cancel your phone. Leave a message saying this phone's not usable. And when he rings my home number and say, David's now contactable, and give the mobile number. And I thought, £10 a month, that's grand, I'm happy with that. Right, she says, now when it comes for connection, it'll be £345.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I said, what? £340, but sure, your insurance will pay for that. Now that pressed my button. Yes, I have insurance, but I never mentioned insurance. It is none of BT's business if I had insurance or didn't.
Yeah.
What about the man down the street? And there's plenty of people in Eglinton and in the North West with no insurance.
Yeah.
What about them?
And it was 300-odd quid. 300-odd quid to do what?
Reconnect.
What do you mean, so reconnect? Said, use their service.
Exactly. So I said to her, hold on a minute, I've been with you since 1972. Not in this house, but I've had a phone with BT since 72. And
What's that, 45 years?
In that region, yes, when I was married first, yeah. So I said to her, what if I didn't cancel it, just let it go? How much would it cost my bill? She looked up my records, I'd be £350. So I threw my mind here, I might just hold my line. So I said, look, I'm going to do nothing at the moment. I'm going to think about this. So I said, OK, I'll ring you back in the morning, she said. So that was a Friday. That was whatever night it was, anyway. But anyway, I sat down and I thought about it. I thought, right, I'm going to send two emails. I sent two emails, one of them to yourself. And I sent it to your company on the 1st of the 9th. That was a Friday evening, late at night. First thing on Monday morning, I got an email back from Kathy in your office,
yeah,
saying, David, interesting, would you talk to us if we could give you your mobile number? I gave her the mobile number. Within a few minutes, a very nice gentleman came along and said, David, just tell me the story. I heard the story. I'm not going to go over it with you now, but you've heard it. Tell me the story and we'll contact BT and see what happens. Half eight the next morning.
Here's the power of the Nolan Show.
Yes, half eight the next morning. I had a lovely lady on. And I actually think it was the lady I had previously, but I can't prove
from
that.
From BT?
Lovely lady. Mr. Canning, you've gone through. It's been rough. Oh, yeah, you've been flooded. Look, we will be delighted to retain your number. We can't pause it. We just can't do that. But we'll cancel your phone until you're ready to go back in, and that we'll reconnect you. Of course, it'll be free of charge, no connection fee for a good customer like yourself.
No £300 connection fee now?
No connection fee. And we'll, if there's any damage to your phone, nice, well, the phone did stop working. It's been off and on. Well, we will send an engineer to your home. He'll check your wires and your plugs, all free of charge.
Thank you
very much indeed. I appreciate it.
So, David, before you came on air, well, first of all, I'm glad you've got sorted, all right?
Yes.
I'm glad you have. And before you told us your story, I was saying to people, look, if you've got a story, for goodness sake, bring them to this programme because we'll fight for you. So I guess your story is a case. It's a case in point, and you don't need to appreciate what we've done because, and I keep banging on about this, you're paying for it. So don't thank us for something you're paying for. It's like getting into a shop and it's like getting into a shop and them handing you a Mars bar and you saying thank you. It's free. It's not free. You pay for the BBC through your license fee. So this is what you're getting back. All right.
I feel it was a victory for the little man. If you know what I mean.
Well,
saying that implies.
I'll tell you what. You've made my day. Because
that's what
this program's about.
You've made my day, and I appreciate it, Stephen. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot, David. Glad you got sorted. Well. If you do have a story, if you do need us to fight for you to have a voice, that's what we do for a living, all right? And when David said there, it was victory for the little man, that is at the essence of this show. Here's the email, nolan@bbc.co.uk. We annoy quite a few powerful people. That's what we do. Victory for the little man or woman makes my day.